International.
Why should we care? Why should we care?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Why Should We Care? I'm AJ Henderson, and I'm introducing the show today because Chris is doing something. So, because of that, I have a co-host today, and with me is, you're going to know him from last week's episode of something or another. I don't remember.
It's Quidditch.
Jake Rowe.
Yeah, that's me. That's me, guys. I'm here. I'm back.
Yeah.
They brought me back.
Yeah. I'm
guest hosting.
Right. Like the guest host that I had originally booked is off raising a family, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I just don't. Yeah, I just don't want everyone to be confused because I know last week y'all ended the episode Chris saying talking. Saying Pat Royce was going to be here.
And here we are again.
Yeah.
A thing that Chris and I like to do is think back on the episode that happened a week before and be like, well, has your rating changed? And I know that my rating hasn't changed. I still give Quidditch a 2 because it's for nerds.
Yeah.
But like, how about you? What's your rating on it? And has it changed?
My rating at the time was pretty similar to yours.
Right.
I didn't give a shit about it. I just played it in college.
And why'd you do it?
It was asked last minute to be on the podcast, so I just messaged a group of guys and was like, hey, I'm doing Why Should We Care? What should I talk about?
Right.
And someone said Quidditch. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Right. And you usually do what online tells you to do?
Yeah, pretty much. I do whatever. I listen to the internet.
Yeah.
And
did you listen to the internet today?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I listened to a little bit of what the internet was saying.
What did it tell you?
I saw, I think Melania was wearing a real cool jacket that...
it was a pretty cool jacket.
It was a cool jacket, but bad context.
What's the context for it?
So she was Melania Trump. For those of you that don't know,
who is she?
Anyone else named Melania? Yeah. She's married to the president.
The president of the United States. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's
this jacket business?
She was flying down to McAllen, Texas to visit all those, kids in cages and all that fun stuff.
And it's sad.
Apparently, when she was getting on the plane, she's wearing a jacket. On the back of it, it says, I really don't care, do you? Which
is that really what it said? But it was a sick jacket.
It's a nice jacket, and it's it wasn't printed on there for that. It was just she just had the jacket and was like, it's cold in New York or DC, wherever they are.
All right, hold on. My guest has his hand up. He desperately wants to say something about this. So go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Mark Goldsmith. You might remember from that one time that I had one show with AJ back in the day. Before that, we also had another show. I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to talk about that jacket. It's available from Zara, the Spanish clothing line. It's about $50.
Yeah, it was Zara.
Yeah, and it's I believe it's a I don't care, do you, which would be a acceptable jacket for anybody else to wear except for the first lady doing exactly what she did. Not cool.
No,
you know what I mean? Somebody's got to say, hey, should we do this? I mean, there's got to be somebody that does that.
Yeah, someone should have been in front of her.
Okay, so that was good context, and we'll get back to that guy in a little bit.
$50, though, people.
Get it for 50 bucks, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be sold out. Everybody's
just look like Melania.
Sounds like it's profound.
So profound.
As long as you're not the president's wife.
Yeah, wear it in almost any other situation, not when you're going to visit kids in cages at the border of Texas.
Okay, so that's what's happening in the news.
Yeah, that's a lot of the news stuff.
I know like something that stuck out to me and something that I thought had already happened was the passing of Coco, the gorilla.
Oh,
the new sign language.
Oh shit, Coco
actually
died?
Show empathy.
Wait, she's dead?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought she
fuck,
was for sure
man.
Dead. I mean, but
I didn't know that.
I thought like the lifespan of a gorilla was 12 years max, but I don't know a lot about gorillas.
Wait, how old was she?
I don't know. She was born in the 70s, I think.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know she died.
Yeah,
that's
sad.
A bummer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did like, did she like have final last I feel like she's the only animal who could have right. final last like last words,
right? Or like even gotten her affairs in order, like yeah, I want my kittens to go to
Robin Williams, like, oh Coco, we got bad news.
Well, apparently like when told the news, she was bummed out about that, like,
oh yeah,
she could show that like that was like that affected her.
Why did they do that? Like, why did they tell her that? They didn't, she wasn't gonna find out.
For science, man.
I think it was for views, and, for YouTube
and,
views.
And they say that like there's a lot of scientists that say that what she was doing was just mimicking human behavior, but those scientists are dicks.
Yeah, no, yeah. I feel like she felt yeah. shit.
Right.
She knew. She knew some stuff.
Yeah, like I mean, like you, like sign language. She was showing some real signs of intelligence there.
Yeah.
You know. So. So that's the news on this day.
I mean, I do think it'd be funny. It's still a bummer, but like, have you ever heard the story that like Albert Einstein, his last words were in German, and the nurse didn't speak German, so she had no idea what he said. Yeah. It'd be so funny if Coco like signed some like really profound kind of thing, but it was like an intern at the zoo or right. whatever that was like, fuck, I don't know sign language.
That's something about milkshakes. Yeah. Okay. From what I get, I'm new here.
That's either horny or banana. It's one of those.
All right, so with that, I think it's a good time to introduce our guest today.
I think it's a perfect time.
You might know him from Raising His Family, or
true story,
or hosting an old podcast here called Indie Rock and Talk, Le Fire.
Le Fire,
which was the
good times,
which was the cultural finger on the pulse of Austin music.
Circa 2013.
Yeah. Wow. We were nailing it then. Mark Goldsmith. How you doing, dude?
Oh, I have a name. Yay. Hey.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey. You know what? As far as that, I just hope that intern was like with his like iPhone. You know what I mean? Like, I was hoping he's videoing, because luckily sign language can be transmitted through videos and pictures.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the few languages. Instagram generation. I mean, hopefully we got that for posterity, because that is sad. That is sad.
It is sad, but like, there's like this thing that's been going on for a while as far as like, sign language translators are not actually good at their job. Yeah. Or there's people who have been able to like, in like, good imposters that have gotten mm-hmm. there, and like people who use sign language to talk every day have been like, they're
yep,
that's gibberish.
It's yep. probably the easiest language to fake.
Nah.
You just
move your hands,
and then you point at stuff, and then you hope you get it right by proximity, I suppose. But you shouldn't.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't pretend to be a disabled person.
No way. But I guess, like, if you're saying that you know this language, that a lot of us who are gifted with having the ability to hear sound, you would just take their word for it.
I will say, just now, I said disabled, and then I wanted to correct myself and say differently abled. And then I realized deaf people aren't going to hear this. They're not going to hear this podcast.
They definitely will not.
they definitely.
But, I mean, I also embrace that fan base. Man,
you should start a podcast that really reaches out to the deaf audience out there.
Transcribe it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Type the whole thing.
Exactly. Absolutely.
They still understand subtlety.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
Absolutely. All right, text, so, messaging. Love that stuff.
Mark, you've graced us with your presence today. And what's your topic? What do you got? Yeah,
what do you got?
All right. So I was listening to it, and I thought to myself, the only thing I know how to talk about in a situation like this is to convince people to care about fascism.
Like, okay, pro or yeah. like pro fascism?
It's a lot to unpack,
really?
Man.
Really?
I don't know, dude. I just met you.
Right, exactly.
I'm here to be on either side.
And you are a very white guy.
Yeah, as am I, but you know, I'm here to talk, man.
Luckily, they can't see me, but you know what I mean? The field of wheat hair, the blue eyes, the, you know.
Very Aryan.
Yeah. Yeah. Very.
So, yeah. Last name's Goldsmith, though. All right.
Okay. True. We're good.
Spelled with an H-O-U.
There's no H in it. Well, except for at the end.
What? Do you think it was ghoul? Like a ghost? He's like a Jewish ghost?
What does it say about our friendship?
Yeah. You've known me for how long, AJ?
I mean, 10+ years.
We're going on 14?
I think so. I've been keeping count. I haven't.
I have.
Well, I feel bad, man.
Yeah, I can count to 14.
Can I apologize and you'll accept that over the air? and that'll work.
Yeah, we can do that. That's all fine. Right, cool. I'm cool with it. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I don't even pronounce my name correctly. You know what I mean? I dropped the U anyway, so.
Oh, do you?
Well, yeah, it's so hard. G-O-U?
Well,
Goldsmith. Yeah, people aren't going
to
do that.
Is that how you've always been taught to pronounce it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, my parents were just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fine. People just want to call you Goldsmith.
Yeah, it's that's never going to work out for you, so just... Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a U in there.
Exactly.
That's
Yeah,
G-O-U. Like, what's the origin of that name?
It's actually Welsh.
I'm out.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm out. Oh, okay. I'm out. Wales. All right. No,
I'm a very progressive person, but you come to Wales, I'm out.
Yeah. You don't like the Welsh?
Nah. I can't understand them. Their rivers have names that are too long.
Oh, yeah.
There's too many consonants in them. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's amazing.
I'm out.
Welsh is interesting, yeah.
All right, so what do you want people to know about fascism?
Yeah,
so I'm actually against it.
Okay, that's good. Thank God.
I know, because you're looking at that, you're like, ah, man, who booked this guy?
That was me.
Looking
at it was my bad.
Ouch.
But let's go on.
Yeah, well,
let's go on.
I feel that people, well, first of all, it's oftenly misused.
Yeah. Fascism is?
Absolutely. It can be used for everything. People attach fascism to everything that's not actually fascism. You know what I mean? Same thing with like Nazism, like parking Nazi. Like, really?
Right.
Really?
Okay.
Must you know what go I mean? To the extreme.
I thought you were saying
fascist, bro.
I thought you were saying that fascism like has its place in the world, but everyone just misuses the
let's reround the tape. No, people use it.
Use the term fascism.
Yeah, use the term fascism. Okay. Man, this is going great. All right, love it. Okay, so fascism bad. Okay, let's start with that premise. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Hopefully that gets a 10 over here.
That is the official stance of why should we care.
Official.
Yeah. Yes.
Can I agree on that with Chris not being here?
Yeah
absolutely. Right.
Really, stamp of approval as boom, guest host.
We are anti-fascist to the max.
To the max. It's yes. The new just on the bottom of the poster. Yeah, anti-fascist to the max.
Boom. Yeah, but
it's insidious. Yeah. You know, you ever seen that movie? Insidious. Yeah.
No, I haven't. Is that the one where you get killed in your dreams?
That's what fascism does to you.
You get killed in your dreams.
Oh, in your dreams. Oh, not really. Whoa. Not really. But the whole point of it is that it starts small, mm-hmm. and then before you know it, you are removed from all your agency, which basically means you have no decisions. Someone tells you what to do, and then automatically you become less than what we would expect as a quote unquote liberty person, you know, like American in a liberal democracy. You're not gonna have any of that. Right. And it's slow. It's not like I'm actually, you know, gonna pay for a Hulu subscription, but you know, Handmaiden's Tale and all that stuff. So
is that what it's about?
It's about control.
Okay.
And so it's apparently
I thought it was like about a maid, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, but there's hands, there's maids, there's control, and it's like sex slaves. And
Is that what that show's about?
Yeah.
You can start watching Handmaid's Tale.
I just knew it was Peggy from Mad Men doing something like, dressed like a Mormon. Giving
out hand jobs?
Yeah, but that's the whole point is they control what you wear. They control everything. And so it's step by step.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Now are you trying to warn our listeners? Do you think this is a way that like things are going?
I wouldn't say warn things are going because things can be going in that direction.
Yeah.
I the more I learn about life and the more, because I have two kids, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm like, who am I to tell anybody about anything?
Right.
All I'm
except
here to
them.
Except for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you right. tell them
like, it's anything. My job. There's some legal piece of paper that says, you got paternity, bitch. And you're going to have to teach them and you're responsible until they're 18. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Till 18.
After that, fuck get out.
Well, play with poison if that's what you want to do. I mean, it's no longer my problem.
No, because then it becomes two adults and they can sue you.
Oh,
what? Your kids can sue you?
Absolutely. You know,
what?
I
didn't know that.
I almost sued my mom.
I thought you had like immunity. What?
Yeah.
What did you almost sue your
mom
for?
Was she a fascist?
That sweet old angel baby?
I love my mom.
Why would you do that?
I love my mom. Yeah. She was great. I ended up
Las Cruces, New Mexico loves your mom.
I know. Everybody loves my mom, including me. Yeah. But the thing is that you had like, okay, so we got into a car accident. And I was in the car, and technically it was her fault. And so for me to recover damages, I would actually have to sue her.
That is a harsh reality.
Oh, fuck no, I didn't sue. Okay, dude, because that the rest of my life, I would always be reminded of the time you sued me.
Right.
The time you sued me. And it would never, and so I was like, for right, what, like, maybe like, $5,000? It's
could not you not just
my life.
Ask your mom for $5,000? That, like, I feel like that's why kids don't sue their parents. They're like, you made all this thing, all these things happen, now I have to owe a bunch of money.
Hey mom, where's my Christmas present? Oh, remember you sued me for $5,000. Yeah, so
that's not happening.
You're getting cold, dog.
Exactly.
If you'll also notice, I don't have a tree
because you're getting sued for $5,000.
That was nuts, man.
Yeah. All right, so okay, that's so why fascism's bad. Okay.
Yeah, you can I've already learned something. I didn't know kids could sue their parents. I know it's not really related to fascism, but
well, it could be.
I'm happy to be here.
It could be related, because what happens if they tell you that you can't do that? You know what I mean?
That it's, you couldn't sue your parents?
Oh, shit. Oh,
I don't want to live in a country where I couldn't sue my mom.
Right. See, the whole point of it is not that I want to, but the option exists.
That you could if you wanted to.
If you needed to. And so there are cases where, I guess, you know, especially with like child stars, and they have to sue their parents to essentially become free from their control before the age of 18 and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see a situation where that may be applicable. So I don't want to cut off that avenue here, but, you know, I'm not going to choose that. But that was my free will. That was my, you know, I mean, that was my, essentially my liberty. So that exists. Like liberty, so liberty and freedom gets butchered. Another two words, just kind of like fashion, that get butchered, right? So liberty implies that there are, so like freedom is free from, and liberty is free to do, right? So I'm free to sue my mom because there's a system that I can do that.
Right.
I have the liberty to do that. Yeah. Freedom would be like freedom from like oppression. So like you're not being oppressed. Like I'm free.
Could you in turn sue your child?
Yeah, could you sue your kid?
Well,
and
okay, so
are you?
Well, I'm not going to sue my kids if I could. But why would I? Because they don't have everything that belongs to them, quote unquote, would have to go through me as their legal, you know, guardian.
What if they like find some shit?
Yeah. What if they got a thing that you didn't give them?
Yeah.
Could you sue them for that?
Yeah. Be like, I want that. I'm going to sue my kid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, you know, my wife is a lawyer.
Yeah.
So I have to preface anything I say that I am not legal counsel. I don't have a law degree. I have no idea.
Do you think your wife's going to listen to this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, I'm not going to pull any punches, so...
Oh, no, pull all the punches you want. I mean, this is through the radio speaker system.
We are live in a couple of counties. I don't know if it's right here. We are.
Yeah, I have no idea. I come from a radio background. Everything's radio to me.
It's all radio.
Yeah, remember when we hosted that radio show?
Absolutely.
I don't.
What a great show.
It was great. Yeah. All right. Memory Lane, fascism bad.
Fascism is bad.
Okay. Right.
So, what do you think's a danger right now from fascism? Certain things that are
like a warning
right
sign, or
I would say religious. It's weird because traditionally fascism tried to separate religions and then essentially squash them out one by one.
Yeah,
I would say it is a danger that currently religions are starting to really try to push their political power to almost be the ones that are stamping out. So not the passive recipients of being, you know, ruled by a fascist state, but essentially becoming the ones that are doing that.
Yeah.
Kind of hard for me to say, because, you know what I mean, freedom of religion and all, but hey.
I can see that. Like, you can also see, like... I feel like a lot more politicians on the right use religion as like excuses or reasons for why they're doing things. You don't really see that on the left much. Like people, any politicians quoting the Bible about anything.
Right.
I
have to say my deal with that, and what I don't like about it is that if you say you are religious, then you are saying you are a righteous person and you never have to prove it.
That's where it's fucked up. Yeah.
Right.
And I think the difference being, and again, I have to, you know, put it out there that, you know, I am a registered Democrat. And so I have in the
You
past,
have to put that out there?
Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, I mean,
his wife's a lawyer. He knows the laws.
It's not a law. But I have to put it out here to
legally.
Well, no, not legally, but to remain any credibility about what I'm talking about. Wait, we're going to.
I'm sorry. I am glad that I'm also a registered Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that we had to say that.
We don't have to say that, but like if I'm going to be...
Legally, I am going with I'm unaffiliated.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. All right.
That's fine. Yeah. But also all at the same time, you can Google my name, and because of my name's unique spelling, you'll find my paychecks and things like that when I worked for the Democratic Party in different states and things like that. So, you know, I'm just, you know, putting it forefront, you know what I mean? Like, I am going to have a bias. It's going to come through.
Yeah.
And so I want to let people know about that. That's because I'm trying to be intellectually honest about this conversation.
I will say it would be strange if you came at us with a topic that you feel pretty neutral about.
Yeah. Well, I thought this was supposed to be a conversation, you know what I mean? Like the war of ideas.
What do you feel neutral about?
Creamsicles.
What?
They're good.
Rule.
They're awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I can't.
You ever have a dreamsicle?
Look, it's a popsicle with ice cream in the middle.
Come on. It's great.
What's not to like?
That was when I was a kid, that was my friend Sam's favorite thing in the world. So he got him a case for his birthday.
You bite into a creamsicle, and you're like, this is neither here nor there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow. I feel like that's fascism. Granted, I don't have a strong grip on what fascism is.
Let me make sure I'm describing this properly. How is that fascism?
I'm saying I don't have a... So, what is it? It's you can't choose? You have no free will?
So, basically, it's essentially like ultra-nationalist, right? So, you have an authoritative, some type of system where the power is focused in a single something. So, like a military junta or like a strong man.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, I've never heard of
military what?
Junta. J-U-N-T-A. Well, I mean, I probably pronounced it wrong.
Definitely thought it was an H. It's
Or junta, maybe?
Junta? What is that?
Yeah.
It was basically like a bunch of like a cabal of like military, maybe like generals. Like, so let's say you have...
Not unlike a Nazi.
Well, I guess kind of. So let's say you got 10 people together. It's okay. So think like, I don't know, like a mob, right? Yeah. Where they realize that one person alone can't rule everything. So what they do is they consolidate power with like a power sharing agreement, but it's insular. So it's like 10 people that say we are going to rule this country. We just also happen to be generals. And because we're generals, we control military units, maybe from different branches of government, blah, 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 blah. And we're going to kill everybody that doesn't agree with us.
It's like the Illuminati with guns.
Yeah, but like with uniforms and out there.
Yeah, like appointed. So like they can be out there. It's not like a secret government type of thing.
Can you give examples of any countries that are doing that now?
Right. So Myanmar right now is kind of going from a military kind of junta from, you know, like from the past, from, you know, the 80s until now, where it's kind of transitioning into kind of a burgeoning democracy. Mm-hmm. In the past, you've had that, especially in Latin America. There's been... military juntas in, let's say, Argentina, like Chile, those kind of places.
Okay.
So, in the past, when you think about it, so basically, like, you know, even like Brazil, you know, like problems. in the past, basically, so like when the military has all, I mean, essentially, so think of like Egypt, you know, Egypt, hey, we have a popular revolution, and the military came in and is like, hell no, you know,
right,
and so they're essentially controlling the government, you know, through, you know, like, basically power sharing, and then they may have like a leader, and it's not really
didn't the people like classically revolt?
Yeah, but of course the military put that down.
Okay, so that's no longer going on.
Not really.
They're just like a really cool small revolution, like the back of a warehouse. Someone joins and they're like, welcome to the revolution. That's how I picture
it. I'm sure someone said that.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'd be really disappointed in Egypt if no one said that.
If you're in Egypt and you're listening to the show, we're interested in your story.
About tell us about
it. That line.
That would actually be interesting.
Full power here.
And was it worth it?
Yeah. Was it a good time?
Was it worth it to say?
So was it like, I know the name Che Guevara.
Yeah,
Was he fighting?
Che?
I said Che. All
right. Yeah,
no. Che. I didn't say J. Yo, you know JG?
Yeah,
JG.
You know JC.
Was he like fighting fascism, or was that... Because I feel like the very little I know, I feel like it was a military kind of thing that he was going against. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit more like socialist. So, okay, so typically, does everybody know the left-right spectrum?
Yes.
Okay. Left leaning, you know, yeah. like in our country would be more quote unquote liberal. Right. To the right would be more conservative, right? Mm-hmm. So it's weird because the spectrum, mm-hmm. I think of it kind of as more of like a circle. Eventually, you can get so left that you start kind of getting right.
Yeah.
Right. And same thing, vice versa.
Right. Because so, there's a point where it all meets a common sense.
Bless your soul, okay. Yeah. I wish that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but common sense is not common.
No, I see what you're saying because I've seen like comments on Reddit and shit where people are saying like, white people shouldn't be singing along to the songs in Coco because it's Spanish. That's cultural appropriation. You shouldn't have any of this. You shouldn't take any of their culture. And it gets so far to the other side that it's basically they're promoting segregation. It's like, what? You're going the other... What? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Yeah. That specific example, I mean... We could get into it, but you know, I mean, I don't want to keep us on fascism. I don't think Coco's fascist, unless maybe.
It?
No, I haven't. Oh man,
very good movie.
Who awkward?
Donna, have you seen Coco?
Have you seen it, Donna?
All right,
it's good. You'd like it. You dig it.
That was, you know, you can't see this through the mic, but that was a head shake of, yeah. you know.
Stop talking to me.
Yeah.
I want to be a part
Let's
of that.
Move on. Yeah. All right. So, Che.
Yeah. That guy.
Left.
Okay.
Fascism, really hard right, typically.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So, typically, and see, this is the thing, is there's varying degrees. So, you know what I mean? You got, like, Mussolini, you know, that's kind of the one that people, mm-hmm. you know, think about.
Well, is it that the ideas are actually that right, or that people who always wind up on the end of fascism say that they're far right?
Oh.
We're not talking about like right and wrong here.
No, I'm not like, talking about right and wrong, but I'm talking about like party affiliation. I'm like, is that really like what the collective right thinks that their ideas are? Or is it just when fascists decide to like, which ideology am I? I'm going to go with right. And are they living up to those ideas?
Yeah, they just run with the populace, like which one's most popular.
Mm. Like, they would say I'm third, like, oh, we're reinventing the system. We're not even left and right. We're the, you know, we're different than that. We're middle. I mean, typically it falls on the right-hand side because they usually try to gain power. You'd start kind of courting people with production, with money. Mm-hmm. So you would try to ally with, you know, like business owners and big industry so that you could, you know, essentially squash out your opponents.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you would try and work through the traditional right, which typically has you know a lot of capital, money, and things like that. Because you know, I don't know why it is, but in my mind, at least, when I think of like, hey, this rich fat cat, who is he? You know, he's probably voting in a more conservative fashion.
Right. Well, and I mean, like to me, like almost every conservative that I've ever known just like doesn't necessarily want order in that way. They're just like, I just want to like own the stuff that I own, and then I also want like the government to work. And then, you know, just like it's very like uniform, but it's like also not encroaching on anyone's right to do what they want to do.
Like what I think I've noticed is like a lot of people who have more conservative leanings, especially like if they're a big fat cat like that, I feel like conservative politicians, they more like they help those fat cats out a little more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And then there's the people who aren't big fat cats, just regular Joes like you and me.
Right.
I think they have the aspirations of being a fat cat. They're like, oh, if I'm there, I want to make sure that my government's taking care of me. Whereas if it was the other side, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. That's the whole temporarily embarrassed millionaire kind of thing.
Exactly.
I'm not a millionaire. Yeah, but I'm going to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got gotcha. You.
It's going to rule.
It's going to rock.
It's going to rock. And I'm going to be better than all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, fascism.
Fascism. Bad. Fascism, bad.
Don't be that.
Don't be that.
Yeah.
So, I guess the biggest thing that I would say about it is, so you have like nationalism. So you're like, we're like super whatever nation we are. You know, it's an American. You're like, you got to be super nationalist. Like, American. I'm American. You know, not whatever else American.
Right.
Like, I'm American.
So, like, what's the difference between, like, nationalism and patriotism?
Ooh, that's a fine line there, Chief.
That's right there.
That's right there.
Oh, Chief, he doesn't do that for everyone.
I dig that.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
You earned that.
Oh, yeah. That is a fine line. So I guess the really big thing about nationalism is nationalist, you know what I mean? It's all about, like, sovereignty and, you know, so you have this identity and no one can control you because we are the old, you know, we as a collective group, whatever you group define. So, you know, like take Nazis, for example, like, oh, we're Aryan, you know, whatever. And then you just determine these features. Funny thing was, if you look at the leadership of them, they weren't that tall. They weren't that blonde. They didn't have blue eyes kind of thing.
Could have been blonder.
Could have been blonder there, Chief.
Yeah.
You could have been.
Yeah,
Hitler.
Yeah. What's going on here? Come on. did we not have the ability to do the whole bleaching the hair back in the 30s? I mean, could we not have gone platinum blonde?
That wasn't invented until 1948.
Ooh, that's a fact. Out.
By that Thomas Edison.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, and, you know,
AJ Henderson, fact.
Yeah.
He tried.
That in the
book. Yeah, 300 times how not to dye your hair, and then he found out how to dye your hair.
Well, he stole it from another guy who successfully did it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. A Russian.
Tesla, probably. I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Of course.
I read it in a book, but I don't know it. What
fascism
are we
bad.
Talking about?
Fascism bad.
I don't want to make that joke again.
So, so we were talking about, like, nationalism. And so there's, like, a lot of nationalism movements. And the funny thing is, because I did have a part of my college where I was, you know, governance focused, where, like, we think, you know, you talk about the rise of, like, so it's Italy, right? Italy, when you start with Mussolini, at the back in the day, it wasn't, you don't think of Italy as Italy as the whole country. It was like there were city states, so there would be, you know, like Naples and Rome and all this stuff, and they're all kind of fighting each other. And I guess that probably is part of why fascism came about, because you kind of have to have an enemy. You know what I mean? You have to have an enemy, either militarily, and like the whole, you know, nationalism. So, like, we are going to come together and protect ourselves against something. But it has been kind of co-opted to also be maybe economic. So, like, then, you know, Nazism was like, all right, we got to come together to protect ourselves against the Jews. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so you come together and you have to have a perceived enemy. So let's bring it on to today. You know, MS-13. Who's heard of MS-13?
We all have, and scary.
Yeah, who's a member? Anybody a member? No.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
I don't think I know anyone.
I was gonna make a joke, but I feel like they might be listening.
Let's not joke it about
be.
It.
Yeah.
But let's go into the history just a tad. Just a tad.
Okay. All right.
So, does anybody know about El Salvador? Has anybody heard El Salvador recently?
Not recently.
Really?
I've
all
heard
these kids,
of it.
Like half of them are from El Salvador.
Oh shit!
I don't know, like half, but
like
significant
a good amount.
Honduran,
don't know the truth,
Guatemalan,
but there's a significant amount.
Significant. So, El Salvador, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, El Salvador, they if you hear about it, the reason a lot of folks from El Salvador are claiming asylum is because of gangs.
Right.
Gangs like MS-13, which is primarily consistent of folks that are of El Salvadorian descent, right? El Salvadorians. So it started in the 80s, and the reason it started was because folks from El Salvador would move to Southern California, kind of in LA area, and there was already existing gangs for those who are of Mexican descent, you know, African Americans, black folk. So they already had their existing gang structure. These folks are brand new immigrants. Why did they immigrate? Well, that's because their government was currently this. There was back in 1979, there was this big old issue here throughout all the 80s, this big old civil war, and America was on the side of the existing government, and you know, basically communists, we were trying to stamp out communism in you know, in Latin America,
living.
Exactly, because it was such a threat, right? So, you know, Latin America going to the communists here, and because of that, we supported their far right government with military support and all this crazy stuff, right? And so
and
a lot of
snowballed on us.
Well, yeah, well, a lot of the folks here that came to the United States because of that conflict moved to, you know, Southern California, and they created this, essentially this gang, some of them, because they kind of weren't integrated. So the people were afraid to put them in, you know, public school and things like that. And so you have a lot of folks that are sitting around doing a lot of nothing, and then, you know, new immigrants, anti-immigrant sentimentality, they kind of band together as a group. They do that primarily for protection, and then, you know, that kind of blossoms into, you know, essentially MS-13 as we know it, through deportation. Essentially, you deport them back to their country of origin, El Salvador. That essentially spreads, and so then now the gangs in El Salvador are really powerful, and that's the whole boogeyman that we got to be against. So,
so you're saying MS-13
bad.
Immigrants cause start gangs. That's what you're saying?
Absolutely not. Okay. I'm saying that...
Okay, good.
I'm saying...
Never say that.
That's what I heard.
Never say that.
That's what I heard.
Let's back that up. All right, so what I'm saying here is that gangs exist for a reason, right?
Yeah.
And it's usually primarily territorial, right? So, like, it was like, I had gang education when I was a kid because I lived in somewhat poor
area. You did great?
Of course, I did great. I tried to fail it. I absolutely tried to fail my best, and they still gave me an A because they didn't want to fail anybody.
You know, I wasn't allowed to go to the great party because I got into a fight that year with like another student.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they said that I didn't live up to the great standard, even though that I never like joined a gang or like I resisted them for the most part.
That's a bummer.
And I wasn't even trying drugs at the time.
Man.
Yeah. See, I tried my best to fail great because I was like, this is the most ridiculous thing. All right. I just moved here just a few years ago. So if gangs are based on geography, I'm not from here. I don't associate with anybody really from here. I'm the outsider already. And so unless I start my own gang, that's the only time that we're going to be doing this. But there's not enough of us here. So, you know, but maybe I should have started a gang. You know what? Let's go back in time. Time machine.
You would have definitely felt great had you.
Yeah, but if I had started a gang.
Yeah. You'd also be fighting that whole immigrant start gangs thing that you were pushing a second ago.
Well, if you just heard me, I was an immigrant to that community. If I had started a gang, full circle. Let's not talk about that.
Well, they don't.
So what I was talking about, so the gang part, the gang part based on geography, right? So you got your turf. You know what I mean? And it's all basically a group, right? So it's just a group that just loves violence, apparently.
It's a bunch of buddies.
Right. We just go around, you know what I mean, like, protecting our environment.
You guys just want to commit terror tonight? Like, that's our deal. And that's what people think about them.
Well, see, I think it's all a continuum. Like, you know, terrorist, you know, all that stuff. I mean, it's like, you know, like, if you have, you know, like, for example, highly educated people that can't do anything is like maybe they don't have jobs. So let's go back to Egypt. Egypt is typically well-educated, and folks maybe not have a job, easy pickings for people that are trying to prey on them. And so if you have really highly educated people that can do things like, I don't know, make really sophisticated weaponry and things like that, like you know, what's going to happen here? Maybe put a little bit social policy and think about, like, hey, where is this actually originating from? People don't have jobs. People are doing absolutely nothing, but they're highly educated. What's going to happen here? You know, maybe like, hey, let's focus on why we're graduating so many people that are in engineering and don't have any engineering jobs. I don't know. Maybe that sounds like a social program. Call me a socialist, but hey, that seems like something that we might want to
retire that robot arm and let people do it.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. Or with that, I mean, well, not only just a robot arm, but I mean, doesn't that robot arm need maintenance?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't we hire somebody to maintain the robot arm?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what happens when we need to create another robot arm that's better than that? Can't you hire somebody to create a better robot arm?
We're creating a robot arm for the robot.
To build robot arms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To build
a
robot.
It's going to be a sweet robot arm when we finally figure it out.
Is that robot arm ever going to create a robot army?
Oh, shit. Right. And now we're back to fascism.
Yeah. Back to fascism. Because if that robot convinces other robots that the people... You know what I mean? Are trying to oppress them. They're the enemy. Right?
You just came on, you just brought out an idea that just blows my mind right now. It's like, can a robot think of its own programming and convince like other robots to think of that despite the programming they've been given?
Yes.
That is insane.
I don't know. How much time do we have? How much time do we have? Can we get into this on this one?
We got 10 more minutes.
Okay, so let's move on. We're not going to focus on robots here.
Damn it.
We don't have enough time.
About to get real exciting.
We don't have enough
time. I care about that.
Well, let's go back to fascism, right?
Okay, we're back to fascism.
This is important, too.
It's also important, but I'm way more interested in robots.
In robots. Oh, my God. Robots are interesting, though. They are. I love robots.
They're very interesting.
They are interesting.
Okay, so we're back on fascism.
Right.
Fascism is we're all robots because we can't choose what we do.
Correct.
Like robots.
We are, but somebody can like rewrite their programming and tell it to us.
Yeah, that's a fascist.
And rewrite our programming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what they do.
Start burning books. You know what I mean? You start removing the process of independent thought. So, like, let's say you have an organization, you have a club, right? Yeah. Let's say you have a gang or whatever. If the fascists are trying to, you know, control you, you basically spread everybody out so that nobody works with each other, right?
You divide and conquer.
Yeah. You just squish them all. So, you know, that's just horrible imagery, and it's... Yeah, that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fascism bad. So let's go back. I am not advocating that immigrants make gangs, okay?
Good.
All right?
Good.
You know what I mean? It's more that gangs can exist with everybody. Because, I mean, come on.
It's the opportunities that are given to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the lack of
opportunities. Yeah. Somebody comes in and takes advantage of the situation and says, hey, you're doing nothing with your life. Guess what? I have a group of people that want you.
Yeah.
That want you to join us. We want you. You're awesome. Yeah. You're great. I want you to be part of this cool crew.
I like this part.
Yeah, you know? And so you're like, good about myself. Why don't of course I'm cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, of course I'm cool.
I've been telling everybody that.
Exactly.
How are you not in a gang? How did you not start a gang? You're charming as hell, dude. You definitely could have started a gang.
Critical thinking, man. Critical thinking. I think too much. Yeah. I think too much, and I'm like, why start a gang? Like, what ends am I going to achieve? I'm not that ruthless. I don't really have that many enemies. I'm just like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that does keep me up at night. Like, why didn't I start a cult? Why didn't I start a gang? Because, you know what I mean?
Oh, I was thinking
you
about starting
could
a cult.
Have, dude.
I could have, and that's creepy, and I don't like to think about it.
Yeah.
I think
What's
you should think
you?
About it more. Yeah,
your wife and children.
I don't know. Maybe.
Think about how many more wives and children you could have.
You can have all of them.
That
she's
love
gonna be
that
listening
you feel.
Yeah. She's going to be listening.
What's her name? Julie. I just guessed a woman's name.
That's not. Yeah,
Julie. Are you listening? You're holding them back. All right. You could be the cult leader that he was born to be.
Be into it. You could be the.
That's
the
true.
Queen of the
you know
cults.
What? You're a very small cult leader right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You're the leader of a very small cult.
There's almost like
you're
never
forcing
any...
those kids to do all kinds of stuff. I'm not saying good or bad. I'm
fascism bad.
Well. Yeah.
Fascism bad.
Yeah. Okay. Fascism
bad.
Yeah.
Still bad.
I feel like I never really understood fascism. Before. I just knew it was bad.
Thinker.
Yeah. Yeah. I think independently.
Right.
Because like in the end, like fascism would be a job, and I'd be like,
yeah, it is.
I don't want to fucking do this.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
Yeah. I think I'm too lazy
is what
to be
I would
a fascist.
Say about fascism yeah. if ever given the opportunity to be a part of it. Like I'm not into this.
Yeah, it's
so
too much
does
work.
Anybody know the symbol for fascism? The one that's kind of like common, most common?
Like the swastika?
No,
I'm picturing that like the Mockingjay from Hunger Games.
kind of. Let me show you. It's basically like a stat. It's like an axe in the middle with a bunch of like different like.
They have a symbol like people like I always feel like fascists never recognize that they are that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's their symbol. You'll see it.
So this is a group of dudes that knows they are fascists and like have a symbol for it.
It looks like some people. Tied a bunch of dynamite to an axe.
Kind of.
And it was drawn in like real bad. It's not a good picture.
Well, this is a simplified version. So this is not like their symbol, but it basically is an axe in the center and a bunch of quote unquote rods that are bundled. And the whole idea is that if you are apart, you will fall apart. But if you're together, you have strength. So the whole imagery
axe in between us.
Well, that's like either the strong man or that's the guiding principle and everybody joins in. If you band yourself together, you know, your togetherness, your insularness I mean, all these are parallel. So, oh, like,
the
you know,
people who feel feel this way identify with that symbol and they wear it proudly.
Oh, absolutely.
Or pins
you start,
and shit.
Yeah, you start Googling all the neo Nazis and all of that, and you will see this symbol, the axe with a bunch of rods strapped to it everywhere.
I just like realized, I think when I was in theater in high school, before every show, we would put pennies in our shoes because theater does a bunch of weird traditions.
Absolutely.
And before the show, someone would stand up and be like, so basically, separately, we're nothing, but together, we all make sense. Is that fascism?
Well, do you have an enemy?
Being bad at theater? Is that an enemy?
Are they trying to remove independent...
What? What?
The audience?
That was our enemy.
The audience.
Fuck them. Get out of here.
If somebody gave you a bad review, would you attack them?
Physically, yeah. Yes.
Right. Fascism bad. You might be fascist.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to thank anybody who's listened so far, but like we're getting to that point where Mark, wrap it up.
All right.
What do you want people to leave this episode this thinking?
Is, yeah, this has gone different directions. What I'm saying here is this. Fascism is basically people being conned, right? So someone who has an agenda is going to con you into doing something that at first seems innocuous, and then you're like, oh, that's whatever. And then eventually becomes, oh, I start losing my freedoms, I start doing this. And then at the end of it, basically somebody wins and the most people lose. And it's like so subtle that you're not going to be able to just take one moment and say that's when fascism started, that's when we started down this fascist path. So essentially I am advocating to people to think critically and to question absolutely everything. So if someone says books are bad, why? If someone says you know, this group is dangerous to America, why? If this group is dangerous to, if you're listening to another country, exactly, you know what I mean? And so when you make other, when you other and then demonize, like the whole MS-13, that has become like a phrase, and it's like, well, okay, so we kind of are responsible a little bit for that because we supported, you know, a very, very brutal regime, you know what I mean, through the 80s in El Salvador with military advisors, money, military aid, a bunch of things here. And because of that, people fleeing from that just happened to have to create a gang here because we also didn't accept them in our country, so they kind of got hit two sides. Right. And so so there's, it's like nothing that we do here is like, there's always a reaction to something that we do. And so if you can own up to those things, and if you can think critically about absolutely everything, then you may be able to stamp out the beginnings of fascism by just absolutely being, you know, thoughtful.
Are you saying that empathy is important?
Absolutely, empathy is important. Human beings, you know what I mean? Like, they need education. You know what I mean? They need all the stuff.
I knew that shit.
Yeah.
The true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all with you on that.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Jake, you got any shows coming up?
I'm in the same ones I plugged last week.
All right. So that's still coming
up. Listen to last week's episode. You'll figure it all out.
You want to plug a Twitter?
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Jake Rowe. Follow me on Instagram at Presbyterian Weightlifter. Figure out how to spell it.
Really? That's your...
Yeah, it's a whole thing. I'm doing a thing with another comic. I'm making fun of him on Instagram. It's fun.
I hope he gets
it. It's a good time. He's not a fan.
Our listeners get
He's not a fan.
Mark, you got anything coming up?
Absolutely not.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to plug a Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything like that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You don't want anyone to bother you.
Yeah.
You know what? You know,
got kids, damn it.
I got kids.
Leave them alone. Yeah.
You want to plug the old podcast?
Absolutely. Le Fire.
Yeah, listen to that. It's
Le Fire. LESFIRE. Le Fire Podcast.
And hi, Sarah, if you're listening.
Absolutely.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll plug that every day of the week.
Thanks, man.
Hell yeah.
The other thing is, and why we're mostly on air today, is Why Should We Care has a live show on July 29th at Spider House Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Guest TBD, but it's happening. It's going to come up. Good times are guaranteed, and it's only five of your American dollars that are still good here.
I'm going to be there. I will not be hosting.
Yeah.
But if you just want to meet me,
yeah,
I'll be there.
You can meet Jake.
Yeah.
He will give you the $5 to get in.
I will. I will pay wow. for you to get in.
All right. Jake, what do you think about the subject today? You actually get to put a number on the care meter.
I know. This is crazy. This is very exciting. Happy to be here. Care meter, fascism. It feels like I'm going to say, an 8. I care, I'm not going to... It feels weird to say... For anti-fascism.
Oh,
like, I'm
not, it doesn't get a complete 10?
It's...
I mean, people shouldn't be that way.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. But just, I recognize how excited I got when we got distracted by robots. I'm like, all right, robots are definitely higher than fascism.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. When it comes to what I care about, robots are definitely higher. So I got to leave a little room.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, so, that's higher than I got.
Wait till you start blaming robots for taking your job. Yeah, we're gonna have some issues with that.
As for myself, I give fascism a 0 because
thank you.
Fuck being that.
Exactly. And this is golf. You want the lowest score.
And anti-fascism, a 10. Don't be that. And the media should be more fair about how they criticize Antifa. Thanks everybody for listening. Good night.
Bye. International.